just had the idea like 5 minutes ago, so.
All right, we're on line with the brothers, and Brother Purgos asked a good question. Brother Purgos, what is your question, and what do you want to talk about today?
Jobs for Christians.
Job for Christians. Interesting.
So, I'm speaking specifically in the employment, working for mammon, not our spiritual employment.
Right. So, yeah. Let me just start off by saying, coming from the business world, one of the first things I usually tell men and share with them is that if you want to serve Christ and you want to be a humble servant in his kingdom and you want to follow his ways and you want to focus more on ministry in the kingdom of God, one of the first things you might want to think about losing is career jobs. And the reason I say that is, like, I was a salesman. Sister Umman was in sales management. Not all careers would have to go, but most times, this is my mindset, correct me, test it. Most times when you have a career, it is a job that, and I'm speaking of like middle and upper management type jobs, where they tend to own you more. When I say own you more, they tell you where to go, what to do. You will be on a plane next week, and you will be at this convention. You will be with these people at this party. You will be doing their Christmas annual party. They're a big client. You got to go there. They generally dictate your life, career jobs. And so, not all of them. I want to make that caveat. Not all of them. But what I would recommend any man that's wants to serve Christ, take a lower, I call them grunt jobs, physical labor jobs that are, they're always looking for people. And when you're on the lower end, and you can make good money doing that still today, but when you're on the lower end, then they don't own you, they don't control you. If the job doesn't work out, it's easy to go get another one. When you tend to have a career job, you're like all in, you keep the job no matter what, and they basically own you, control you, and there's a lot of compromise that can happen. So the first thing I would say about jobs for Christians, don't be too high-minded and prideful to think I can't take these lower jobs, whether it's factory worker, janitor, you know, could be a truck driver if you can do that. Any job that's considered to be like a physical hands-on job and lower, where it's just a job, it's just for mammon, it's not career, and they don't control you. Does that make sense, brothers?
Yeah. Is a career is something that you generally have to dedicate the majority of your effort to for career advancement.
Amen. So that would be the first. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Whereas a job is just something you do to make money to support your ministry and your life and your household.
Yeah, and you having said that, I want to say this one more thing. Then the other brothers chime in. Your job should support your ministry and your fellowship and family life, not the other way around, that your ministry and your family and fellowship life takes a backseat to your job. So you always want to have a job that's supporting your life in Christ, not the other way around. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes. When it comes to what kind of jobs would be practical examples of jobs for a saint that would not be sinful and what kind of jobs to avoid. I mean, you kind of listed some general outlines that I think we agree with. It's something that you work with. It's actually work. I mean, not all jobs are the same, but it's something that you actually work at, and it's not something that ensnares you or entangles you in the affairs of this life. But what would we consider practical examples of jobs you could do?
What do you think, Brother Cool?
I would say hands-on. I mean, I know for me, I just got done with a dishwashing job. Very easy to learn, very easy to pick up. It's solid hours, solid pay these days. You can get paid pretty well. And hands-on labor jobs, like I just got done as well with a woodworking job, working with wood, cutting wood, like sorting wood, all of that kind of stuff, it keeps your mind focused on eternal things and not how do I please the people around me so I can advance in my career, so I can make more money, because that's kind of what careers are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I have a scripture verse, Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, and that he may have to give to him that needeth. So we're supposed to labor, we're supposed to store up, so we have something to do ministry with, something to help somebody. So I'm working through, we're all working through Philippians verse by verse. Philippians 4:8 is a good test. Whatever is good, pure, true, lovely. So any job, you test it through the filter of God. Is it godly? Is it honest? Is it holy? Is it pure? Hey, I'm going to be a bartender and serve drinks to people partying and getting drunk. Not a good job for a born-again believer. I'm going to work at a hardware store and stock their shelves. There's a good job for a born-again saint. So I think you have to look at the job and see what you're doing and then pray about it and test it to Scripture. What say you, Brother Purgos?
All seem like valid points. I couldn't refute any of them. The question is, there's got to be some liberty in conscience. For example, if you work at a big box store, they could sell things that aren't good, pure, and true, but you could still probably work there.
Yeah, yeah, I think there is liberty. I mean, we all shop at a Walmart, and Walmart sells things that I don't approve of and are sinful, but I don't buy those things. I don't have any part of that. I'm in the world, not of it. Now, if I worked at Walmart, I probably would ask them, I don't want to work in this department, that department, that department. Example, I don't want to work in their book department, setting out all their worldly, carnal, psychology, antichrist books. Now, I'll just tell you my opinion. If I had to go back in the labor force, because I work full-time in ministry, I worked 40 years of my life, I retired early to go into ministry full-time. If I had to go back in the labor force, I would find something that absolutely does not stumble my conscience in any way. I wouldn't compromise anywhere. Now, I know everyone might not have that liberty. They might have to work up to that, because I know men need to, younger men especially, need to work to establish themselves. So I would look for something where I didn't compromise. And I teach men about the three freedoms. Freedom in Christ via the gospel. We always preach the gospel, Christ, death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins, and he defeated death for us. Repentance out of the world in every false way. By faith in Christ, we repent. When we're born again by the Spirit of God, born from above, our life is full of holiness and obedience to scriptures in all our ways. That's what we're talking about here, making sure we have a good, pure, true job. And then we endure in the faith. So I teach men about the three freedoms. Freedom in that gospel to be born again by Christ. The next freedom is to be debt-free. So you don't owe anybody anything, if possible. If you do have a debt, you just work overtime to pay it off. You don't have to freak out about it. But don't take on any more debt. And then the third freedom is what's really critical here. And that is freedom to be not be encumbered by the world. Meaning your job or whatever you do as you walk through this world doesn't stumble you, doesn't cause you to sin, doesn't enslave you in a negative way, and that mostly would be your job. It also could be family members, things like that. So those are the three freedoms, and I think the third freedom we're talking about here is making sure your job doesn't own you, isn't sinful. Here's one, it's not a bad witness. Here's one, it doesn't tempt you in any way to sin against God. Here's one, it doesn't tempt you to want to be something that you're not, meaning, wow, I got this job and I'm making this much money. I could step up into the office and I can make that much money. And then after that, I could become a manager. And all of a sudden, you're on the trail of chasing career and mammon rather than serving the kingdom of God. So all of those things should be taken into consideration. And if I ever needed a job and had to go back and labor, I'm taking the lowest grunt job I can find. I know I'm going to be able to witness to people. I know I'm going to have lots of freedom on it. And I love those jobs. You know why? They're a dime a dozen. Hardly anybody wants to do them. And if you got to get a new one every 3 months, you probably can find one every 3 months. Dishwasher, janitor, stocker, all kinds of jobs like that.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the entire construction industry where right? general laborers, you can find a job as a general laborer and there's nothing simple. That's literally the definition of working with your hands to do things and walk out. It's like, it's very honest work. It's like carrying lumber around, stuff like that. It's very honest, slow down work, and there's nothing sinful about it.
Amen.
So a question to toss in there about jobs like that you would not want to get, like, for example, should the saints avoid working in like financing positions or stuff like that? I mean, obviously there's not a career, but things like banks and for the government and things, should the saints avoid working in positions like that due to compromise issues or not?
What say you, other brothers? Any thoughts on that?
Banks. What do you mean by banks? Do you mean the teller or the VP of business sales? There's a huge range.
I know. I guess I'm thinking about the entire industry. If you're in there, it's kind of like almost like working for like a big box store. On one hand, you could consider that I'm not doing this or I'm not selling this, therefore it's not sinful. But on the other hand, could it be a matter of conscience and witness to be a part of it?
Yeah, I think it is conscience and witness, because we're all connected to the government. We're all paying taxes. We're all in some way, not partakers, but connected to this wicked culture. And Jesus, our master, made the way for us when they said, should we pay taxes? He said, whose picture's on the coin? They said, Caesar. He said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. So we have the clearance through our master to pay taxes to a wicked, evil government. That's not on us. We're just obeying the laws given to us. I think it is a conscience issue when it comes down to certain jobs. And every man has to decide for himself, can he bear that? Can he work for a company that maybe the boss, the owner, is, he knows, is corrupt, but his job is not corrupt? And everybody has to kind of wade through that on their own. And so I think there is liberty, and you have to weigh that out. It's probably good to talk with your brothers about it before you take a position, if you have any doubt, and because they can kind of see through things. Maybe you're not seeing. Maybe they have had experience in that field or lots more experience than you in working jobs and stuff. So I think it's good to run it by people. But I think there is liberty. I think there is liberty. I wanted to read another verse, 1 Thess 4:11. That ye study to be quiet, to do your own business, to work with your own hands as we commanded you. So, yeah, the working with the hands, it's not a prerequisite, but it certainly is part of what God ordained man to do after the fall. You're going to toil, and Paul talks about working with his hands. Our master was a carpenter. Paul was a tent maker. And so I think there is some advantages to working with your hands, physical labor.
Yeah, there definitely is. And like, again, let's go to 2 Thess 3. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any will not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. So like, working is not an option. Like, if you're not going to work, if you want to be lazy, that's not an option.
Right.
The same.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're going to, if you need resources, you need to work to take care of your family. If you have enough resources, then you better be working in the ministry and laboring for the kingdom of God. Sitting around hunting and fishing all of your life is not what we're called to do as men of God.
Yeah.
Certainly can fish to catch fish for dinner, but that's not something we do on a regular basis over and above the kingdom of God, ministry, fellowship, all of that. So I think there is liberty involved, and I think you got to look at every job, look at the job description, look at the company, look at the company, and, you know, what product are you working for? You know, you're probably not going to go to work for a company that boxes marijuana. Hey, we need you. You know, hey, I package products in a factory. Hey, nothing sinful about that. What do you package? Marijuana? That might be something you might say, you know what? I don't think I could do that. So you got to look at the product, look at what you're doing. And then if you take a lower end job, I think you avoid a lot of the pitfalls. And I think it helps you also to be humble, be meek, be lowly, be poor in spirit, taking a lower end job. And let me trust me, higher end jobs and the higher pay, they're not all cracked up. They're not all cut up to what you see, you think they are. There's a lot of pitfalls and a lot of disadvantages to making more money in middle or upper management. And for the kingdom of God, go for the low end.
Yeah.
What other jobs? What other jobs? So we talked about construction. We talked about factory. We talked about retail, depending on what the retail is. We talked about, like, you could be a delivery driver, depending upon what you're delivering. I mean, there's just a whole plethora of labor jobs that you could do. Dishwasher, janitor, garbage man. Yeah, I mean, they're just, you know, plumber, electrician, if somebody wanted to get into that field. Now, that's more of a career field, but that could be a field where you just train to do it, and then you're not, like, you know, becoming the vice president of plumbing. You're just a plumber, and there's not, like, a real ascent to something else unless you want to own your own company or something like that. Now, there is, like, working for yourself, too. That's another thing you can look at. If you live frugal and you save up some money, you may be able to do something where you're kind of your own boss and you only have to work so much to support yourself. That's another option. Just always working for somebody else isn't always an option either. Sometimes you can do things on your own too.
Yeah. The thing about I guess the only caution is about going into the trades is that it does kind of tie you down a bit, because in order to go into them, you need to, like, get all the training, get all the tools, get all the equipment, get jobs and all of that. And then it's almost does become a type of career. Versus if you just do general labor, like, I think we could kind of sum up the jobs that the Saints do would all be general labor, something that you're just working. It's very simple. It's not sinful at all, and it's just simple work that you do to support your ministry in your life, and you just go on with it.
Yeah, I think like a plumber, electrician, I personally don't think that would be a bad job for a man. When I think of careers, I'm thinking of, like, I started in an office, then I was an office manager, then I was a sales manager, then I was a VP. I'm always thinking careers. That's kind of my take from my background, where you're trying to rise up in a company. But I don't think a career in general would be bad. Like, if one of the brothers wanted to become an electrician, so you got to go to school, you got to get certified. And once you become an electrician, that would not be a bad career, because it's good, pure, and true work. The problem is it would settle you down in one place, because now those jobs, it's not really smiled upon if you move around a lot. Hey, you were electrician for a year here, and then you moved here for a year, and then over here. How come you moved so much as electrician? Whereas other jobs, when you're a dishwasher, when you're a janitor, when you're a general laborer, and you tell people, hey, I just travel a lot and I take jobs where I can find them, that's just expected. So some jobs, you're expected to be more steady in one place. Other jobs, they could care less. As long as you got two arms and legs and you'll work, you got the job. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brother Kuo, what do you think about this? Because you're kind of all in the midst of this. Well, so are you, Brother Purgos, you know, looking at other jobs and looking at things. What else you guys got to say about this? What do you think about what we've said?
Yeah, I would say choose something that kills the flesh. Choose something that kills your pride. It's no good if you get into a job that starts taking up your mind. Maybe you're thinking about it after hours, too. Maybe it's like a job that has you so busy, so anxious and whatnot. You're thinking about it after hours. That's the worst kind of job.
Great point.
Get something simple where you can do it in the hours provided, and then once you're off, you're like, okay, kingdom of God time.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, don't let a job consume you. Brother Purgos, what are you learning in your job work experience? What are you learning?
I'm learning that it's basically make sure it's not sinful. Make sure you're not doing it just because you love money. and make sure you're not doing the job because it's an idol. Career idolatry is something everyone has to watch out for.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah, I mean, because some people honestly don't care about money. Some people be like, I'd rather take a job making $70,000 than that three-letter title position making three times that because I like this job.
Right.
And that's idolatry. So.
Yep. And your job can also cause you to be prideful, can't it?
Oh, yes. If you're looking for the respect of men, or it could just be patting yourself on the back, not even wanting the esteem of others.
Yeah.
It could be self-satisfaction.
Yeah, let me give you a story of a man I knew. He was a brother, and he was a picker for Walmart, you know, where you do your online order, and they go through, you see these guys and women doing picking. He was a picker, and guess what? He drove himself crazy. Why do you think he drove himself crazy in that job?
He made more money the more he picked, or...
No.
And he was going to make more money?
No, they would just track everybody, your pick for hour, and he wanted to be like the best in the quarterly region where he was. And if on a given day he wasn't the best picker, he was like down on himself, angry, mad, I gotta pick better, I gotta pick faster. And it was a great pride to him that he was the best picker. It was like driving him insane. Yeah, wasn't good. So we got to watch out that a job becomes too, you know, I'm going to say something that you're probably going to go, oh, great. But I would tell you to take a job that is not something that you really, 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 really enjoy doing and like a lot. Because if you do, it may become an idol. Take a job that you don't mind doing it. I'm not telling you take a job you hate doing. Take a job where you go, I don't mind doing this, but, you know, it's just money. It's not me. You take a job where you really like it. And it may, like Brother Akuo said, it may consume your thoughts. It may consume your time. Make your job just your job. Make your ministry and your fellowship and your faith life your main life. Just a job.
So I wanted to kind of leapfrog off of that. I was just playing around with it in my mind. There's this culture that Satan has made, especially in young people, especially in the college system. I saw it all the time. Where it's like this whole idea of finding your passion.
Yep.
You have to find your passion, or you have to work hard, like overly work hard to get to where you need to be and all this stuff. So finding your passion, what should your passion be as a born-again saint?
Yeah.
It should be the kingdom of God, his righteousness, seeking that first, not your career, not your job. Your job is just a job. Just work the job. And then seek the kingdom of God. That's what it's supposed to be.
Amen. Great point. Great point. Brother Zelos, anything from you?
I think it's not a good thing when you have any kind of a job, and when you leave the job, it kind of goes with you in your thoughts.
Yeah.
If you can finish work, clock out, whatever it is, and then leave it and go away from it, that's good. If you're taking it with you, it's not good.
Yeah, amen.
And I'd also think, like, if you have a job where it allows you... Another thing about just doing general labor and more mundane things, you might almost say, it allows you... It doesn't require, like, 100% of your brain power. I mean, it might take some focus to learn and become good at it, and then you're just doing it, and then in the meantime, your mind can be thinking on things above, you can reason about something, your mind can... You can listen to scripture, you can do whatever. If you have a job that requires your complete, entire focus and attention continuously, it might be good for some things, but... Does this make sense, what I'm saying? You don't want a job that consumes your entire thoughts.
Right, because your mind, after 8, 10, 12 hours, your mind's going to be burnt out and you've got nothing left for ministry, fellowship, and the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
I love to hear some of you men have jobs where you can listen to scripture all day. I love that, because that's got to set your mind free. You're filling your mind with the eternal things of God. That's awesome. If you got to be sitting there listening to some robot or listening to some... ticker tape, watching numbers and figures all day, your brain's going to be toast. You don't want to do it. The other thing I want to throw in is what I talked about the other day, is that we live in cultures, Canada and America, where we all live, where you can order your life so that you need less, so that jobs control you less. So the more things you have or have to pay for, whether it's people go out and buy houses on time, they buy cars on time, they got to have this, that, that, and the other. I know it's for not for a true born-again saint. But even true born-again saints, if you can narrow your life down to where, wow, my expenses, ready? If you can cut $1,000 of your expenses every month, you just gave yourself a $1,000 raise. You ever figure that out?
Yeah.
If you can figure out a way to go, you know what, I'm going to get rid of $1,000 worth of bills, you just gave yourself a $1,000 a year raise or $1,000 a month raise. So everybody always thinks of making more money. How about spending less and ordering your life so that you are very frugal and spend less? And I think that's another key to the job is make sure that you are either debt-free or you're just controlling your finances and you're paying your debt off. That's fine. But you're not in great trial financially, because when you're in trial financially, you have no resources, you have no cushion, you have no nothing saved up aside, as Paul said, to help someone else. You're like a slave to your boss. But when you have been wise and you have a bumper and God's blessed you and you have a cushion, you can call the shots, can't you?
Yeah.
So that's another good thing. Wisdom with money. We talked about the other day being a good steward and with your money, with your time, with everything. So that kind of goes in here as well. So, yeah, good topic. Make sure that you test the job out, run it by your brothers, and check it all out before you dive into it and see, is this something I can do, something I should do? Is there better options? Okay, let's talk about, ready? How about not just the job, how about the schedule? Does the schedule work for you? You know, some men that have 12-hour shift jobs, that burns you out for 2-3 days in a row. Then you got to recover. Then by the time you recover, you got your day off. Then you're going right back to it. You know, an 8-hour day job is just fine. 12 hours a day, that can burn you up. Nights. For a lot of people, nights just messes you up because now you're sleeping during the day. You can't have normal fellowship. You might not be able to do as much ministry. So I think shifts are also important in different jobs. I wouldn't take a job that has me working a bunch of crazy hours that takes away from my ministry or my house or my my fellowship.
Yeah, I'd agree there. So I want to throw another twist in here. What about jobs for sister saints? Let's say you had a single sister saint who didn't have a home to keep, or you had like an older couple and the woman wanted to do jobs to help or something. What would be appropriate jobs for sister saints?
Yeah. I think same thing would apply. Can I go back to what you said about banking? I know a little bit about banking. You know, some banks are great and honest. We deal with one. Some banks are a bunch of crooks. But somebody could be a bank teller. Because I guess what? If all of us have money in a bank and we use debit cards and all that, how could we tell somebody, oh, you can't work at a bank? We all have money in a bank by our own free will, right? Nobody's forcing us to use a bank. Now, government, we're forced to do it. Got to pay taxes. Got to pay Social Security. But we're all free will using the banking industry. I'd have no problem a brother or sister being a bank teller. As long as it was honest, they don't have to lie, they're not doing anything. So I wanted to cover that. I didn't get a chance to cover that. When it comes to sisters, absolutely a single sister or a married sister that is either no children yet or her children are grown and gone or whatever the case may be, absolutely can work. We see it in Scripture. They worked, they labored. And I would think the same thing would apply for a sister. Whatever job is good, pure, and true. Now, we're not going to tell a sister to go work construction with a bunch of men. I get that. It's got to be something that would fit for a woman, that where she's not going to be with a bunch of men in harsh situations. I would never think that that's a good thing. But there's lots of things. Stores, bakery, cleaning, childcare. That one you got to be careful. Watching other people's worldly children, that one could be a little bit troublesome. But absolutely a sister should work. A sister should save up her money so she, when it comes time, she can help other people. We see the woman that had money was funding Jesus, helping Jesus ministry. So I think, correct me if I'm wrong, same thing applies for sisters as it does for men. other than men can work just about any good, pure, and true job. Sisters should kind of look at the environment. Well, one thing we didn't cover with men. We didn't cover this. I'm going to be working at the company. Yeah, it's me and 11 other women in an office. Or me and 11 other women in a room. Not good. Okay, so you got to look at the male-female thing. I get it. They're going to have male and female there. But depending upon the situation. So same thing with a woman. I would never want a sister to go and be around a bunch of men in the wrong type of setting. So, but yes, yeah, sister, everything else applies.
Yeah, and then here's another one to toss in there. What about, well, I guess this pretty much goes without saying, that a saint really couldn't take a job somewhere where they would require you to wear some sort of a job uniform that would compromise biblical dress.
Right, you just said the key. A uniform that compromises biblical dress. If they let you wear something that's big, baggy, long, not a problem. But if it compromises, like in McDonald's, they make everybody wear skin-tight black outfits. Not going to work. Not going to work. Now, some of them will bend the rules for you. Like, I see Muslim women working all the time. They got their heads covered. They make rules for them. They bend the rules for them. So you may be able to get the rules bent. But, yeah, uniform is one of those things that you definitely would watch out for. You don't want to put down your biblical dress just for a job.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look at the Proverbs 31 woman. She worked. She worked hard. As long as it's biblically correct to do so, a woman can work. And it just takes good discernment in all these jobs. And the good news is when it comes to jobs, you usually have a lot of options. You usually can't just find one job and I'm stuck with that one. Usually there's a lot of different options that you get to pick and choose from. And can I mention this? That's where I think temp agencies are really good to get you in the door of places, because you can tell them, I want a day job. I can't wear any type of uniform that would not fit for my faith system. I don't want to work nights. I don't want this. I don't want that. This is what I'm looking for. And they can plug you into the right job. Yeah. And yeah. Really, the environment here in America, I don't know how it is in Canada, right now is excellent for people that want to get jobs, do a job for 6 months, leave it, go somewhere else, get another job. You know, 30 years ago, if you jumped around jobs, they would say, what's wrong with you? We can't hire you. You didn't keep your job for 10 years. Now, totally acceptable, totally understandable. All they care about, you got arms and legs and you'll work. So it's a great environment to move for jobs, look for the right job. If you want to be a traveling person, if you wanted to go north and south for 6 months at a time, it's a great time to do it, since COVID especially, because there's a lot more jobs where they just want to hire you and they're not interested in like full-time career people and all that anymore.
Yeah.
Anything
else? Go ahead. What about job... If nobody else is going to ask questions, we might as well toss them in here. What about jobs like security guards? Would that be something that would compromise your faith?
What say you, Brother Kuo or Brother Purgos? I got a thought on that, but what say you guys?
There's a wide range of security guard jobs. I definitely wouldn't want anything armed, but if all you're going to do is sit in like a little dark shack, and if your only requirement is when something goes wrong, you call the police. You know, I mean, something like that, I would say someone would have liberty to do something to that extent. But after that...
What say you, Brother Kuo?
Yeah, I would say kind of what Brother Purgos was saying, as long as you're not... You don't... Part of the job requirement isn't to use force, I feel like, or like use your, I don't know, violence to like solve things. I think if you're just calling in the right person when something's going wrong, or just on the lookout for something amiss, that kind of, I think that would be okay. But anything with force, I feel like, is kind of stretching it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with what you guys said. I don't see a problem with a security job. You're watching cameras. There's a lot of security jobs, like in factories, where you walk around. All you do is walk around all night. I knew a guy that did this. He would walk around all night, and he had stations. And every half an hour, he had to walk up, and he would punch a clock at his station. And all he did was walk around the yard, walk around the lot, and that station punch just made sure he was doing his job. And all night, he just walked in circles and made sure everything was going good. And if something happened, he was supposed to call the police. And a job like that would not be a problem. Would I personally want to do a job like that? I probably wouldn't. I would find something else to do. Again, I think you have choices. I don't know why anybody would take a job like that, only because there is the potential you're working a security job. That means they might have problems with crime. They might have something valuable that people want to steal. You may be putting yourself in a situation where you just get jumped at night because you're a security guard and they want to overpower you. I personally would steer away from that. I'd rather be a janitor somewhere. I'd rather be a factory worker. I'd rather be, a truck driver delivering some food somewhere or something like that. I think there you got to use discernment and wisdom. When you take something, say, why am I doing this? Do I have to? Is there something better? Is this on the edge? I think a security guard might be on the edge a little bit because you could get involved in tussles and things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The reason I'm tossing all these questions in here is because if you kind of look back at all of them, you can kind of see a pattern start to emerge here. And kind of what I'm seeing for the pattern of jobs for saints is something that does not require you to commit to it too much. Something that will not, that basically is just work you do for your hands. So it's basically a labor that you do that you can get paid for and move on. It's not something that would require you to get involved, that would put you in any kind of a sticky situation. Not something that would involve you in a compromising situation. It's kind of the pattern that emerges for me.
Yeah. You're trading time and labor for money.
Yeah.
That's it. You're not bringing a whole bunch of skills. You're not bringing extra mindset. You're not hoping to advance and one day run the company for the owner. You're just trading time and money, time and physical labor for some money. I think that's the best avenue you could take, and then make sure that that job fits into your personal faith life. And as Brother Purgo said, there is liberty. If he wanted to take a security guard job, not a problem. I would just remind him, hey, you're a security guard. They must have security issues. You might get jumped one night. Just be careful. I would just warn somebody of that. But other than that, use great wisdom and discernment.
Yeah.
Anything else, brothers?
That was basically all the questions I had.
Brother Purgos? Yeah. Brother Purgos, Brother Cool, you guys got anything else on it?
Nope, that was all of the thoughts I had on it.
This is a good timely topic because with Brother Akuo heading south and I think Brother Purgos looking, maybe thinking about doing something different, it's timely, timely topic, Brother Purgos. Good job. All right, we'll end it right there. Oh, go ahead.
I'll always bring questions until I run out.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't run out of questions, that's for sure. All right, thanks, brothers.